We want you to turn to the passage that we read together in Psalm 5, the book of Psalms, and the chapter 5. I want to speak on verse 3, and you hear what the psalmist is really saying about his own personal Christian life. And he said, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and we'll look up." And so we really have the subject here of morning prayers. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. So let's look to the Lord and pray God have a blessing for us today. Father in heaven, we thank you for our gathering together here, for the good number in today. We pray that you will speak to our hearts. We will profit by hearing what God would have us learn from his word. I pray our hearts will be changed. I pray our prayer life will be changed as a result of the message that, Lord, we would preach here today. We ask for help to listen. We ask for help to preach. And we pray that Christ will be exalted and all be said and done in Jesus' name. Amen. William Walford was a man who lived in England. He was a man who was blind. But not only was he blind, he was a man who was saved. And while physically he was in darkness, spiritually he was in the light. And Jesus Christ was his Lord and his Savior. And he was a man who had great abilities as well, because he used to preach a little bit in a rural church. And because of his blindness, he had to memorize then the Word of God. And such was his ability to do this, many people who listened to him reckoned that this man had memorized the whole Bible. Because when he stood before the congregation and he preached to them, it just flowed out of them. He had a great ability to learn the Word of the living God. He had a friend from New York, and he was called Thomas Solomon, and he was a great friend. Used to visit with William. And one day he came into William, and William says to him, "Thomas, I want you to write down some things. There's a two or three pieces going through my mind, and I want you to write down these words." So his friend Thomas got the pen, and he started to write down what William told him. And here's what he wrote down. Words of a great hymn. "Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from the world of care and bids me at my Father's throne, makes all my wants and wishes known." And this great hymn was born in the heart or in the mind here of this blind man. A lot of people does not know about this man, William Walford, but I'm sure every Christian in this place has heard the hymn. Every child of God has sang the words of our hymn. "Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care." And this blind man realized the importance of prayer in the Christian life. We need to pray. Of course, this prayer is a theme that is found in the Word of God and brought before us in this psalm. You cannot read the Bible without coming to this conclusion that God's people are to be a praying people. In Genesis 4 and verse 26, it tells us, "And to saith unto him also that was born a son, and he called his name Unus. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord." And so right here in the very beginning of the book of the God, it tells us about people, and they were praying. They were calling. And they were praying to God. They had a prayer life. Paul writing to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18, he's writing to this people how to live the Christian life, and he says, "Praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." And he's telling them that they are to pray. You can't get away from the theme of prayer in the Christian life. Not only do you see about the theme of prayer, but the time is mentioned as well. David said in Psalm 57, verse 17, "Evening and morning at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." As you can see, that David in his Christian life, he was a man who spent time with God. And he says, "I'm going to pray in the evening, I'm going to pray in the morning. I'm going to pray at noon, I'm going to spend time with God. I'm going to pray." Child of God, we are to pray. Do you have your prayer times with God? Meeting with the Lord at the throne of grace. David said, "Evening, morning, and at noon, will I pray?" But in our text, he says, "I'm going to pray in the morning." Look at verse 3. "My voice shalt I hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up." And David says, "I'm going to pray, but I'm going to pray in the morning." In the morning. When I rise from bed, thou art going to hear my voice. In the morning. In the morning. I want to speak to you this morning about morning praying. I want to think first of all about the practice of morning prayer. You can see the words of our text that David had the habit of praying in the morning. He says, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning." This is a good practice. There's not a better way to start the day than to start the day with God. There's nothing greater this man could have done at the commencement of each day than go to the place of prayer. There was no other duty more important in his life throughout the whole day than this particular practice. So David says, "Lord, in the morning, you're going to pray. I'm going to pray." It's a good practice. David rose to pray in the morning. And personal practice as well. He says, "I will direct my prayer unto thee. I'm going to pray to thee, Lord." But when is David going to pray? He says, "Well, it's going to be in the morning. I'm going to set myself to pray unto thee. I'm going to do it. Other people, Lord, may not do this. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm your child. Thou hast redeemed me by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray. And I'm going to pray in the morning. And you're going to hear my voice every morning." And you find when you come to the Bible, it's also a popular practice, because you'll find there was other people prayed in the morning. David's not the only one. You couldn't say, "Well, David, you're a wee bit over the top here. You're a wee bit over the top on these things." Other people prayed. You think of Abraham in Genesis 19, verse 27. And Abraham got him up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And we find, here's Abraham, this mighty saint of God. And he's praying in the morning. You think of Job. In Job 1, verse 5, it says, "And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually." And we find Job rising in the morning, and he was praying. He was praying for his children in the morning. As you can see, here's a practice that's found and taught in the Word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, in Mark 1, verse 35, it says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed." Listen, here's the practice of praying in the morning. The unsaved man, he rises to sin. That's what he rises to do. We find that in Isaiah 5, verse 11. "Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink." It tells us here about a people rising early in the morning to follow, really, a course of drink. But the saints of God rise to pray. But rise to pray. And my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. I want to say to you, child of God, this morning, and here's a question. Has God heard your voice this morning? Has God heard your voice? Are you slack in this particular devotion to God in your Christian life? Does God hear your voice in the morning? Or are you saying, well, no, not in the morning, but later on today, or maybe at the end of the day, he hears my voice. But that's not the case with David. David says, Lord, you're going to hear my voice in the morning. Now I want to say, it's difficult for some people to pray in the morning. Don't get me wrong on this. Especially if you're a mother of children. And you hear the little ones shouting for their bottle or for their food. And you can't say, well, you just better hold on a wee minute. I'm going to pray. Sometimes it's difficult. But maybe you can organize that you're up before the children, that God will hear your voice. And we know, of course, up around here, there's a lot of builders, and they're in the back of a van, maybe at 6 o'clock or 6:30 in the morning, and they're up very early to get away, and there's no doubt about this. But still make that little time to talk to God in the morning. Let God hear your voice in the morning. John Bunyan says, he who runs from God in the morning will scarcely find him the rest of the day. Let's not run from God in the morning. First thing, David says, Lord, you're going to hear my voice. I'm going to direct my prayer unto thee. And when is he going to do this? He says, it's going to be in the morning. We had to arrange a few things in our life so God would hear my voice in the morning when I awaken. We find here this was a practice of morning prayer. It was in the lives of saints of God. It was in the life of David. We want to look at the priority of the morning prayer as well. You can see in these words that David had got his priorities right. First things first. First things first with David. He was walking with God and he loved Christ. And first thing is first, God was going to be first. And there's determination here in his words. He says here, I will direct my voice, my prayer unto thee. And God, thou art going to hear this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to arise. I'm going to awaken out of my sleep. I'm going to get out of my bed. Because I'm going to hear my voice in the morning. David had to set himself to do this. That's the same with all of us. What's the chance of God coming and turfing you out of bed in the morning to get you to pray? No chance. He will not lay his hand upon you and pull you out of bed. You will have to rise yourself. You, as a child of God, you will have to get up and you will have to get out on your knees, whatever the case may be, and seek the face of God in the morning yourself. There's got to be effort. There's got to be determination in the hearts of all of us to do this. I came across an article written by a Christian man. He thought he'd write down one day all that he did in a day in a chart, how he spent his day. And he said, I discovered that I would spend 1 or 2 hours every night watching television. So he said, I started to go to bed earlier, and I switched off the television. And that meant I could get up earlier to pray with God. Some people think I'm crazy. But that's okay, he says. I'm in conversation with God. So you can see what this man did. He made a few adjustments in his life so that he was able. He was able to get alone with God in the morning. So he said, I'll go to bed earlier. I want to say to you, make time for morning prayer. Make time for morning prayer. It may mean rising earlier. Well, if you rise earlier, try to get to bed earlier. We are to pray. David's determination in this My voice shall I hear in the morning. His resolve, he was going to do this above all other duties. And he had much to do. Remember, he was a king. He had many people and things under his control. What David says here, my voice shalt I hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look up. David was going to do this, despite all his duties. And he had much to do. And that's the same with us, child of God. We've got to set ourselves to pray. Martin Luther is famous for saying these words, I have so much to do today that I'm going to need to spend 3 hours in prayer in order to be able to get it all done. Could you imagine? He had that much to do. He said, I better go and pray about it for 3 hours. But you and I have turned it all around. We have that much to do that we say we better go and pray to the Lord for 3 minutes. But that's not the case with David. And that's not the case with Martin Luther. David's resolve was this. First things first. God is first. God is first. Some Christians go through the day and they don't get started off with God in prayer. And you know, the day flies past, doesn't it? You have many duties to do and things come in to be done about the house, and you realize that the day is well gone and you haven't prayed at all. You haven't even talked with God at all. That's not how it is to be. Prayer is to be first. God is first. David knew that after rest, he's at his strongest. He's just had a good night's rest. He's out of bed. I'm ready to meet with God. Before I do any other things, I'm going to pray. How often people rush through the day all day long. And we're all busy. Certain things to be done, no doubt about this. But you know, we come to the end of the day. And then we seek to pray with God. And what happens? You fall asleep. At the end of the day, you're beat out. That's why it's good to have morning prayers. You've had your rest. You've had your sleep. You're at your best. Go and meet with God. This is David's priority here. His determination. Resolve in this. There's his consecration as well. You see, he is putting the Lord first. Verse 1, he says, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, my God, for unto thee will I pray. The first fruits of the day, we notice here, he's given to God. God is first of his attention, the first of his words, the first of his time, the first of his love, the first of his praise, the first of his worship. God is first. God is first in his life here. You know, when Paul was writing to young Timothy, he said to him in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1, I exhort thee therefore, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Notice what he says to young Timothy about prayer. He says, first of all. He says, first. His prayer. The Christian should long to enter into the place of prayer. Listen, in the morning, to meet with God. It shows our devotion to Him. It shows our love to Him. We go to meet with Him. We go to seek His face. Robert Murray McShane, that great Scottish preacher, he says, I ought to pray before seeing anyone. Christ arose before day and went into a solitary place. David says, early will I seek thee. I feel it is far better to begin with God, to see his face first, to get my soul near him before it is near another. And you can see the wisdom of the words here of this man. He is saying, God is to be first before I see anybody else. I want to meet with God. It's not in your heart, can I say to you, child of God, here this morning. Is there second, thirdly, in your life, Where is prayer on your list each day? Is it first or is it last? Do you rise to pray? Some people lie to the last minute. Then they're rushing to get themselves ready to wherever they're going. It's all rush, rush, rush. But not with God. This is to be a priority of morning prayer. My voice, I shall hear in the morning. I ask yourself, can you say these words? Can you say them from your heart? Lord, you hear my voice every morning. I mean, not for a great long time, for some people has to go here, there, yonder to work and to do their business. But nevertheless, every morning, I never miss. I bring my petitions all to God. Those morning prayers, you see. It's putting God first. Putting God first. Can I say, thirdly, about the peace for the morning prayer? David knew at this hour of the morning he was free from duties and interruption. He could have his quiet time here in the morning. I tell you this, when David's day got going in the palace, the hustle and bustle of the palace, the business that he had to do, David was a very, very busy man. There were many things pressing in upon his heart, upon his mind. Many people would have been looking to see David. So what did David do? David got up in the morning and he says, I'm going to pray to God in the morning. There's going to be peace at this time. Not as much distractions early in the morning. Not many things to hinder him from entering into the place of prayer in the morning. You see, this was a peaceful time. And I want to say to you, it's the same for every child of God. There's something beneficial about our quiet time in the morning. No distractions and no interruptions in the morning. We talk about having our quiet time. Well, there's no better time, can I say to you, than to have it early in the morning. Have it early in the morning. You know what it's like at times. Excuse me. We get down to pray sometime during the day, and something comes into our mind that we are to do, and we have forgot all about it, and we rise up from the place of prayer. How many times we get distracted with the telephone? How many times during the day when I'm praying as well, in the afternoon or evening? And on my knees praying, the phone rings beside me. Someone says, well, boy, what are you doing? Well, I said, tell you the truth what I'm doing. I'm actually praying. How many times I get distracted in my prayers. But in the morning, there's very few. There's very few things to distract me in the morning. If we set ourselves to seek God in the morning, there's a peaceful time here for us. You know, as I say, we rise, we're running here, and we're running there, and we're so busy. And we haven't met with God. So let's set ourselves to have this quiet time in the morning. There's no better time. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. I reckon it's the best time. In the morning. There's a peace about it. People's in bed. People's getting ready maybe for work, whatever the case may be. Very little distractions. Very little interruptions. If you set yourself to seek God in the morning, the Bible is telling us. This is what David said, I'm going to do. And God has recorded all these things in his word to teach you and I about this time in the Christian life. Morning prayers. Going to meet with God in the morning. Make a few adjustments in your life. As I was talking earlier on about maybe getting to bed earlier. Switch off the TV earlier. Whatever might keep you out of bed. Rise to seek God and pray unto him. It's a peaceful time. The best time. Andrew Murray said, shut the world out. Withdraw from all worldly thoughts and occupations. Shut yourself in alone with God to pray to him in secret. Let this be your chief object in prayer, to realize the presence of your heavenly Father. This mighty man of God talks about shutting ourselves in with God, withdrawing from all worldly affairs and occupations. There's no better time to do this than the morning. Because when the day starts, and the work starts, and the telephone rings, there are things to do, there are other duties that consume us, and we haven't time with God. And your whole day is gone. You know what I'm speaking about, child of God, this morning. The busyness of life has overtaken you. You run off your feet. At the end of the night, you maybe say a tired prayer to God, and you close your eyes. It's not prayer. It's not meeting with God. It's not what's doing with this great man of God. Andy Murray tells us about shutting ourselves in with God, shutting out the world, thoughts and occupations, and closing ourselves with the Lord, you see. No, it's not. We've got to get alone with the Lord. Peaceful time. No distractions. No interruptions. In the morning, David said, here it is. So I want you to think about these things this morning. I want you to think fourthly about the purpose of the morning prayer. We know, of course, David in his prayer, he's going to meet with God. David's going to meet with the Lord. But David also was going to set out his day before the Lord and his duties and the things that he was going to do. He was going to pray to the Lord for direction for that day. Look at verse 8. It says, lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness. He would pray for the Lord. Lord, lead me. I need you, Lord, to lead me this day. I need help. I need wisdom. I need your hand upon me. I want you, Lord, to keep me from temptation. I want you to provide my every need. You see, in verse 3, he says, I will look up. In verse 3, he says, I will direct. That word direct in the Hebrew means set in order. What was David doing? He was ordering his petitions before the Lord. He was bringing his needs, his petitions, before the God of his salvation. And you know what is good for us to set our day and needs before the Lord in the morning? Lord, here's what I've got to do. And in a workplace or university or school or in the home, I want you, Lord, to lead me today. I want you to help me to carry my burdens. I want you, Lord, to keep my feet from temptation and from sin. I want you to meet my every need. Lord, I want you to look after my children. They're out in the world. They're in school. They're at work or university, whatever the case may be. I want you, Lord, to watch over my family. I want to say to you, there's no better time to do this in the morning. In the morning. To bring your day before the Lord. In the morning. We need to do this. It's no good praying when the day is over. It's all gone. I tell you, we're setting our day before God first thing. Keep us safe and watch over my children and whatever the case may be. And bless me and help me be a good witness, Lord. And you know the needs and all these things are brought before God before we put our feet outside the door. So it's also our dependence upon the Lord. David was dependent upon the Lord for his grace and for his help. He couldn't go through a day without him. Didn't want to face a day without the Lord. He wanted to know God was with him. So he set himself to find God in the morning. Lord, be with me. Be by my side. See, we're a child of God. We need to do this in the morning. At night, it's too late. Is that why we fall during the day? Is this why we fail? Is this why we get hurt? Is this why we get lost? Because we don't lean upon God in the morning. We try to live without him. live all day without God. I tell you, we need to do this. This is proper and right to pray to God here in the morning. That's the purpose of it all. A woman called Annie Hawk, she was a young wife and mother of 37 years old. She's very busy, of course, in her home. But she's a woman who wrote those words of that great hymn. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. And she was a woman who was only a housewife. That's all she was. But she said, I need thee every hour. Do you not need the Lord every hour during your day? In the workplace? At home? Wherever? Then we need to pray to God in the morning. Bring our day before Him. Bring our needs before Him. Bring our fears before God first thing in the morning. My voice shalt I hear in the morning. That's what David said. Morning praying is very important. Maybe it's been missing in your life for a long time. Maybe you say, no, it's not even in my life. Oh, so that's very sad, isn't it? I'm a child of God, Christ my Savior, and I don't even speak to Him in the morning. I just roof past Him. I'll speak to Him maybe later on in the night, about 11 o'clock, getting ready for bed. That's not how it's to be. Let's have morning prayers. Can I say lastly and very quickly about the produce of morning prayer? Because what will it do for us? It'll give you peace of mind. I've been with God. I've met with Him. And I've told Him all my needs and all my fears for this day. And I've left everything into His hand. The psalmist said in Psalm 31 verse 15, my times are in thy hand. It's good to know you've left it all with God. The day's work, the day's difficulties, the fears, the needs. I've told God all about it. I'm not going to go fretting throughout the day or worrying throughout the day. No, I've brought all of these things to Him. I've told Him everything. I've poured out my heart. I've poured out my soul to the Lord here first thing in the morning. That'd give you peace, wouldn't it? The Lord will direct me today. David would have peace to know that God would direct and lead him. In Psalm 37, verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Notice the words, trust thy way unto the Lord. So David had trusted his way unto Christ. No doubt praying in the morning, he had asked for strength for the day. Lord, our task, I am to do for thee, I am to stand for thee. There's going to be enemies without. There's enemies within my heart. Lord, I need strength. I need help to live for thee. Lord, give me the power to live for Jesus Christ today. Tell your friends, he got the power. He got the Spirit of God. If ye then believe and know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them who ask Him? And here's a great, the joy, of course, the joy I've met with Christ. I've met with Christ this morning. I can go to my workplace. I can go to my school, wherever the case may be. I can go about my duties in my home, and I know that I have met with Christ first. I've been speaking to Him. I have poured out my soul unto Him. I have met with my Savior. Andrew Murray said, oh, let the place of secret prayer become to me the most beloved spot on earth. They're tremendous words, weren't they? Oh, let the place of secret prayer become to me the most beloved spot on earth. And he was saying that the place where he prayed, let it be the place where I love the most. Can I ask you this morning, and I preach to myself as well, is that the place you'd like to be more than any place on this earth? At the throne of grace. Alone with God. That's what it was in the lives of these great saints of God in times gone by. The joy of meeting with Christ in the morning. I will pray unto thee. And I think there's a great blessing as well. We do say that little phrase, the early bird gets a worm. And you know, there's a blessing in morning prayers. There's a blessing. And Psalm 143, verse 8 says, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Not only will God hear me, I'm going to hear him in the morning. There's a blessing for you every morning. Meeting with God. Someone who says when we lose the morning, we lose the day. And when we lose the day, we forget to pray. And we forget to pray. We lose the way. Every child of God, you're losing yourself during the day. There's difficulties and all that come upon you. And you're consumed. And you do not know where to turn to or what to do. Listen. Have you prayed in the morning? Have you asked God? So morning prayers are part and parcel of the Christian life. My voice shall I hear in the morning. Can I say to you just to apply it to all our hearts? Is there morning praying in your life? Are you praying to God in the morning? Or has God spoke to your heart and showed you what's missing? What you're missing? You're missing a great blessing. You're missing the privilege of meeting with Christ. Bringing your needs before him. Morning prayers are very, very important in the life of every child of God. Oh, we'd be like David. Lord, my voice, you're going to hear in the morning. And if God has not been hearing your voice in the morning, then can you start tomorrow morning? So I'm going to pray. I have left this to the one side. God gets a few words out of me, maybe during the day, whatever the case may be. But I'm going to meet with God tomorrow morning. Not be nice. Get this determination in your heart, child of God, this morning, and say, I'm going to meet with God tomorrow morning. I'm not just going to meet with him tomorrow, the next morning, and the next morning, and every morning, as long as it's possible. There are some things that come into your life, and you'll not be able to do this. But generally, you can. You can order your day. And you can start it the best way. You start with Jesus Christ. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. You need to pray. Our country needs to pray. The congregations need to pray. You need to pray. Better start. Let's put morning prayers into a walk with Jesus Christ as far as possible. And let him hear our voice and bring our needs to him. And walk with this is part and parcel of the Christian life. Maybe there's some people unsaved here. God never hears your voice at all. You don't even pray during the day. Living for the world, living for sin. Oh, that God would hear your voice even today in his house. And you would cry with all your heart, Lord Jesus, save me. And cleanse me from my sin. Give me everlasting life. Oh, let him hear your voice in this house today. This morning, cry to him for mercy. Turn to him. He will save you. And he will give you everlasting life. Oh, for the child of God, I trust God has spoken to your heart. I hope your prayer life will be changed as what you've heard this morning from God's word. And you'll be able to say, my voice, thou shalt hear in the morning. And may God write his word upon all our hearts. Let's just close in a wee word of prayer. Thank you for your attention. We pray indeed that God has spoken. And we pray that the Lord will challenge all our hearts and to live for him. Father in heaven, we thank you for being with us. We pray that I would write thy word upon hearts. We pray for your people. Maybe they've neglected this privilege of meeting God in the morning. Just our quiet time. And Lord, I pray that place it into their life again. And they will start with God. Meet with thee. Maybe a few adjustments to make, Lord. But may they make the adjustments that's needed. That God will hear me praying unto him in the morning. Lord, touch our hearts and make us a praying people. Touch the hearts of the unsaved and bring them to Christ. Now I pray for thy blessing as we separate. I pray you'll take us, Lord, to our homes in safety. Bring us back again here tonight to the gospel meeting. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.